Welcome to the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs.
I'm Hope Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Big Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. We are here today in Fredericksburg, Virginia, with George Farrar and Jan Davis, a power couple who owns Taste, the oil, vinegar, and spice shop. Welcome to the Incandescent Radio Show.
Thank you.
I hope. Thanks.
So tell us, how long have your power couple been married to each other?
Oh, just over 6 years now.
Yep. And what made you want to open this cool shop? This is your second, right? You have one in Culpeper, which opened in 2011, and this one in Fredericksburg.
That's right. And we also have one in cyberspace as well, so you can go online and purchase as well.
So tell us what Taste is. I know that when it's charming and inviting when you walk right in, because you have all those canisters of olive oils and that are infused, as well as vinegars, and you can taste with little crackers. You have cups you can dip your finger in or chug it down. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you guys to create this cool shop and what the response has been from your customers.
Well, we wanted to have a small business. We actually saw this concept in Bar Harbor, Maine. We were on a vacation and stopped in Bar Harbor and looked around and saw a shop that was offering fresh extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars and set up much like our store is set up in terms of being able to taste it. And the name of their store was Fiore. And we just had a grand time in there sampling everything. It was our first exposure to that business model. And then through the rest of our vacation, we kind of made a point of seeking out other oil and vinegar shops. And then started doing some research. That was in May of 2011, and by October we had opened our first store.
Wow, that's really impressive. Do you have any experience in the retail industry?
Other than working in a grocery store when I was about 16, none. Both Jan and I are retired Navy officers, and then we both spent about 10 years in the government contracting, consulting world before we launched out on our own.
So tell us a little bit about your background, Jan. What was your career like, and how did you get inspired to do this in addition to just seeing it in Maine and saying, we have to do it?
Well, I joined the Navy and I had a Navy career. And then after that, again, I worked as a contractor, worked in federal government as well for a while, and was looking to do something else that also didn't have as long a commute. So my little sister is an entrepreneur, and she has a frozen custard store in Alexandria, and she was having too fun to let her be the only one to do it. And from there, we started looking for something that we could do that would be fun as well.
What's the name of her store?
Her store is The Dairy Godmother. And she sells frozen custard.
Excellent. On King Street?
Yeah. I'm not on King. It's on Mount Vernon Avenue in Delray.
Excellent. So did customers take a while to figure out how the process went? Were they put off by it? Were they inspired and excited by it?
Well, we get a wide variety of people who have experience with this type of store, or it's completely foreign to them. People come in and ask, is this a wine tasting or a coffee tasting, for those who haven't seen it before. Others just look for, give us some tips, tell us what's going on. And we generally try to gauge whether or not the customer has had experience with this type of store. And if they haven't, then we take the time to explain to them, you know, what the layout is, what's in the different containers, and how you go about tasting. And then offer them suggestions along the way once they get familiar with what they're doing.
So tell us a little bit about the different flavors and the things that you can make with it. I know that when we were here at Christmas, you had a recipe card for a lovely coleslaw that use two a vinegar and an oil. Tell us a little bit about what you're inspiring people to do, what scares them a little. I know we tasted the blood orange infused olive oil, which, you know, I may not have tried if you hadn't encouraged me, but it was wonderful. So what are your top sellers, and what kind of education process do you have for your customers?
Well, I think the main thing that we like to promote is the extra virgin olive oil that is nothing but the olive. So we have about a half dozen varieties of olive. So you can have an extra virgin olive oil that's very mild, or one that's very robust, or something in between. And people realize then that extra virgin olive oil actually has its own intrinsic flavor that's very good. It's much like if you go to the grocery store and get an apple that came from who knows where, that apple tastes good, tastes okay. But if you go to the orchard in Rappahannock County and pick one off the tree, you're talking about a whole different taste sensation. That's really the difference between our fresh extra virgin olive oil and what we think of as the maybe not as high quality extra virgin olive oils that people oftentimes buy in supermarkets. So that's the plain oil business. Jan can talk maybe a little bit about the infused oils and the balsamics.
And that is a big part of our business as well, that we have many oils that are fused and infused, like whole, ripe, fresh blood oranges, which we talked about earlier, or Persian lime, or the essences of certain herbs and spices. And they're great. They're a great basis for many kind of cooking, like our Tuscan herb. You can rub on a chicken before you roast it, or you can put it in a dish and just use it for dipping bread or raw veggies. Or it's terrific if you just drizzle a little bit over a grilled steak and you have instant steak Florentine. So there's just so many things that you can do with all these things. Great for, I have many vegans who come in and use it as well.
Excellent. I see a cookbook in your future. So what's been challenging about having your own business here and in Culpeper? How do you manage the two stores? And what's been the most fun thing about being entrepreneurs?
Well, I think the challenges are probably just keeping up with the flow. Inventory, and Jan does a great job of keeping up with all of that. But it's something that we've had to learn how closely you have to keep an eye on things because of lead times to refresh your product and that sort of thing. The most fun part to me is interacting with the people, our customers, and talking to them about the oils and the balsamics, and also how they might use them. This just to have that engagement. We also like to engage with what we call the junior tasters, because one of the real highlights is that this is a whole family experience. You can have several generations all participating in tasting. There's not a lot of things that are multi-generational experiences that everything from grandmothers and grandfathers all the way down to toddlers can enjoy equally. And here, everyone's on a kind of an equal footing, and everybody tastes, everybody eats, and everybody can enjoy the product.
I guess one other thing that's challenging is that every single thing that we do is a first-time event. You know, we don't have experience in retail, so every time it's just like, well, we have to do this. Like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. So we have great friends. We talk to people on the street here. They're all great about giving us advice.
So tell us what it's like to work together as a married couple in your own business. Is there any friction? Are there any challenges? Or is there just lovely symbiosis?
Lovely symbiosis. Actually, it's been very interesting. Jan and I, have a small farm, a little orchard. So it's not like we hadn't worked side by side. Plus, our careers are both in Navy public affairs. So we share a lot of common experiences. We've even been stationed at the same places, only at different times. So we never had any real direct overlap. But we had one project, in fact, where we first met was as part of the recommissioning of a World War II battleship. And Jan was stationed in Chicago. The name of the ship was the Iowa, so that was part of her territory. And I was in public affairs on the ship. That's where we met, and that's where we began working together. So we've worked together both very closely and then also distantly. The new thing for us was this day by day, side by side, working together. And when we opened the store in Culpeper, we had it just as our only store for about 7 months. And so we worked daily side by side, and occasionally one of us took a day off. But for the most part, the big change became when we opened store number two, and all of a sudden we needed to have one of us at each one of the stores. So that changed our work style considerably.
The other thing that I found is I learned a whole new experience about George. He was, he would do things, and I'm like, well, how does he know how to do that? He's so good at that. So it was a really fun thing to learn more about my husband.
So what do you talk about besides taste and work? Are there millions of things that you just, you know, you're inspired by each other perpetually? And
we have great morning meetings in pajamas. It's like the best staff meeting ever. But otherwise, we're like any other couple. We talk about current events, and we both have an interest in politics and what's going on in the world and what the economic situation is and what the global situation is. So we have a lot of things that we talk about. And then we have life to maintain and travel. We talk about travel. We both love to travel. Jan has plans for a big trip coming up.
Yes, travel's probably the top thing that we talk about.
Where do you want to go?
Well, we have a plan that we're going to Asia. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be to Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Angkor Wat, and more if we can shoehorn it in. Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have for other couples who would like to work together but haven't taken the plunge, and also for couples who are working together and may find that there's some friction?
Well, I would say if you're working together and find that there's some friction, maybe you need to hire somebody else, give yourself some space. Actually, I think probably the fact that we do have two stores, we do have some space. One of the probably fairly unique things we do is we alternate. So I'm at one store one day, Jan's at the other, and then the next day you'll find her at the first store, I'll be at the second one. That kind of keeps us honest, working behind each other that way. You know that you need to leave the store in good enough shape that whenever your spouse comes in the next day, it's ready to go. And that's treating each other respectfully and just kind of keeps us also on top of things because we both have a different eye. And, Jan will notice things that would totally blow by me. And I may see a few things or have recommendations that she might not have thought of.
So you mentioned you have an online store. Tell us a little bit about how people can get to you via the internet.
Well, we have a website, Taste OBS, Oil, Vinegar, Spice, and you can go on there and order either our 200 milliliter or 375 size. I think we have our top 20 listed there, and you can go ahead and order there, and then we have flat rate shipping of $15. So you can order one bottle and it costs you $15. You can buy six bottles and it costs you $15 for shipping.
And what's the price point for the different options?
Well, the bottles are for the 200 milliliters are $11. And then they're $16 for the 375.
So that's probably par for what you would get at the supermarket, and it's the gourmet version and the infused version. So it's very exciting what you're doing and what you're building. What are your dreams for the future?
Well, I think we've opened all the stores we're going to plan on opening, at least in the immediate future. We just want to see this be successful and see. We're continually building a cadre of customers who return and enjoy the product, and we're just devoted to keeping a very fresh, helpful product out there and hoping to have people enjoy it.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I can tell you from experience that it is addictive once you taste some of these oils. You want to try more and you want to come back for the same more. So this is a great business, and we wish you guys all the best. So you can check it out at tasteovs.com.
So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.